Rewards as a motivator. From the beginning, my daughter's specialist gave her $1 in play money for every effort she made. It was not for correct answers. It was for effort. This was really critical. Every time my daughter tried, she got $1. Often, in an hour session, she would get $100. In time, my daughter got paid a lump sum, usually $100, at the end of the session. I could stock rewards she could buy with her play money. Initially, I kept small items in a treasure box that she could look through at the end of each session. They would cost about $100 each. It was stuff she would like from the dollar store or a thrift store. When time passed and she asked for more expensive items, I told her she would have to save up. A $5 throw blanket cost her $500. A gigantic stuffed husky cost her $4,000 and took months for her to earn. Leaving a session without any reward was not realistic. I made sure she would be able to get a reward by keeping a small bag of yogurt-covered pretzels in her treasure box. They were $5 each, and she could buy two of them per session. She'd usually choose to spend $10 on pretzels and save the rest for the big item she wanted. That was in the sessions with her specialist. We tried various versions of this at home. Ultimately, my secret weapon was a piece of gum. My daughter would read for a piece of gum. One time, I found out my husband, who did not know my reward system, bought her an entire pack of gum. I panicked that I would not have a reward for her. Fortunately, she loved gum enough that she rapidly ate it and remained enthusiastic to earn the gum I bought. My husband did not buy her more gum after he found out about my system. I sometimes used this method for the kids in my co-op class. Once, I didn't have any play money with me, and a 9-year-old boy was being really resistant. I tore up pieces of napkin and told him that for every 10 pieces of napkin he earned, he would get to play a chicken card from the Get Tup to the Hall board game. He loves the chicken cards and so became very engaged in the activity we were doing. It's all about finding the reward that is important to each child. It's more than a year later. Eventually, my daughter decided she did not need the rewards anymore. Her teacher had said that would happen, as it does with most kids. I still find sometimes it helps her to have a reward for when she's done with all her homework. I'm that way, too. If I'm doing an unfun task, I like to set small rewards for myself. Like most people, when I'm at work, I like to get paid. Tup Money is available to download at dogonalogbooks.com/printables.